get the heart, the fundamental attitude right, and all else will follow. I was told about a young woman with cerebral palsy who spoke at a gathering of people with physical challenges. Although she struggled to get the words out, her message was clear and direct. God loves you, God loves me, God loves everybody. We have to love everybody too. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that she passionately believed this message and that it came straight from her heart. Her words help us realize that what we say can either build us up or tear us down. Both the first reading and the gospel offer proverbs and parables about how the things we say reveal our true inner natures. A bad tree doesn't bear good fruit, nor does a good tree yield bad produce. Only someone with a good heart, centered on God, can speak the way that young woman did. Today's readings prompt us to reflect on the care that we need to take in speaking. At a time when our public discourse too often degenerates into name-calling Twitter feuds, hurling false accusations across the internet, and indulging in ad hominem attacks on cable TV shows, faithful people stand out by their refusal to speak ill of others. Moreover, the gospel warns us that if we're blind to the goodness in others and speak badly of them instead, we reveal our own lack of openness to God's goodness. Those who only see their neighbor's tiny little faults and are keen to point them out expose the beam that blocks their own hearts from receiving and giving God's immeasurable love. A starting point for the transformation of the heart that results in kind words must be care over what we say, controlling our impulse to speak ill of someone else, but that's only the beginning. The gospel looks to the point where the faithful disciple cultivates inner goodness to such an extent that only good and kind words are thought of and spoken. The first reading notes that it is particularly in adversity that our inner disposition is revealed. When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. Anyone can say nice things about others when all is going smoothly. But those who can resist returning insult for insult when others speak harshly or make false accusations show their inner strength that has been refined through trials. Like pottery that has been fired in the kiln, they emerge stronger as their inner goodness is shaped to reflect the love and kindness of God. The power to be transformed in this way, as the second reading reminds us, comes from the one who has passed through the crucible of death, thus overcoming all sin and evil. God loves you, God loves me, God loves everybody. We should love everybody too. That's a pretty good summary of all that Christ said and did. What more would any of the rest of us want to say?